Dana, can you give me a hand? I've got something stuck all over this non-stick surface, and I don't know what to clean it with.
I'll go out on a limb here and say soap.
I've got the soap part. I just don't know whether to use the softy spongy or the scrubby scruffy.
You men are so helpless. To clean a non-stick surface, all you do is take a soft sponge and a little bit of soap, swish it around, rinse with fresh water, and you're done. What could be easier than that?
I don't know. Maybe getting you to do it for me.
Good morning. Well, you two are at it early. You don't usually break out the blunt objects till after lunch.
Hey, you guys, check this out. It's totally awesome. JT's gonna get his own cable TV show, just like Wayne's World.
Yeah, what are you gonna call it? Lifestyles of the Dim and Witless?
Very funny, Barky. I'm gonna call it JT's World. They're letting me do 3 shows, and if they like it, I get to do more.
Wait a minute, JT, how does a kid your age get a show on television?
Easy, it's public access. Any jerk who wants a show can get one.
Well, I guess you're qualified.
JT, let's cut to the chase here, and you tell me how much it's gonna cost me.
Nothing, Dad. I've already saved up money for the fee. All you have to do is let us use your living room, loan us your video camera, and sign a waiver taking complete legal responsibility for everything that happens.
Do I get a credit on the show?
For what?
Oh, this is gonna be great, Uncle Frank. Yeah. JT's gonna let me be his excellent sidekick.
Yeah, we're gonna be an inseparable team like Wayne and Garth.
We're gonna put our heads together and think with one mind.
Or pretty darn close.
Totally.
Now listen, guys. I'm the star of this TV show, and you're the crew. So the proper way to address me on the set is Mr.
Dipstick, Pinhead, Loser?
You know, let's just stick with JT.
This is my friend Lisa.
Hi.
She's the most popular girl in our class.
No, I'm not. You are.
I know. But you're a guest, so I have to be nice. You'll have to excuse JT. He can't pour juice and drool at the same time.
Wow. I think I just met the girl of my dreams.
Are you gonna make a move on her, JT? She's a fox. Woo! Since when did your hormones kick in?
Yeah, I thought you were afraid of girls.
Oh, I am. Girls scare me to death, but I like hearing about them.
Wildcats, Wildcats, it's your show. Take that ball and go, go, go!
Woo! Oh, wow, that was great. Good job. So when's the big game?
Friday.
Oh, Friday. That's good. I'm sure that zip will clear up by then.
Zip? I have a zip?
Excuse me, Lisa. Emergency face care.
Take your time. So, you're a cheerleader?
Yep.
Boy, I wish I had time for something like that, but I'm just so busy with school and homework and starring in my own TV show.
You have your own TV show?
Did I mention that? Yeah, it's just a little public access show called JT's World. I'm JT.
Wow, that is so cool. I would give anything to be on TV.
Oh, really? Sit down. Let's talk TV.
God, I love power tools.
Hey, Frank, How would you like to take a compatibility test?
Love to. Nothing I like better than the old compatibility test.
Not that kind of test. It's a series of questions that helps us find out if we're right for each other.
Carol, we're already married. What difference does it make if we're right for each other?
Come on, Frank. It'll be fun, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question
number one. If you were stranded on a desert island with a beautiful woman, and there was no chance that you would ever be rescued, and you knew you would never see me again, how long would it take before you got romantic?
Carol, I have a very bad feeling about this.
Come on, Frank, it's just a silly little question. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll take the test too, okay? We'll both write down our answers and we'll trade them, okay?
No, honey, not a chance. No.
Frank, the sooner we get started on my compatibility test, the sooner we get started with yours.
Oh, what was that question then? What?
Okay. Here's yours. Mine. Okay. All right. If you were stranded on a desert island with a beautiful woman, how long
would it take until I got romantic? And there's no chance of being rescued.
No, no. You will never, ever see me again.
Okay.
Okay. Read mine first.
Okay, you would wait forever. What a coincidence. I said forever, too.
Oh, no, I want to read it. 6 months?
At a time, forever.
6 months?
But honey, you said I'd never see you again.
Oh, there's always hope.
Oh, jeez. I knew this was going to happen.
Frank Lambert, the fact that I said forever and you said 6 months leads me to believe that I love you more than you love me.
Now, wait a minute, Carol. You are getting upset because I might get romantic with a woman who doesn't exist?
Oh, so you admit it.
Admit what?
If you don't know, I am certainly not going to tell you.
I suppose this means my test is out of the question.
Look alive, crew. We tape in 5 minutes. I'll get it. Could be good news.
Hi, JT.
Whoa, I was right. Well, hello, Lisa.
Hey. Whoa, cool set. Looks just like the living room.
Who's that?
Oh, that's the code man, my excellent sidekick and cud.
Places, everyone.
Well, excuse me, Lisa, it's magic time.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2...
JT's World Party Time, excellent!
Welcome to the premiere of JT's World, coming to you as always from Port Washington, Wisconsin.
The cheese state.
I'm JT Lambert, your excellent host. And with me is my bodacious sidekick, Cody. Party on, Code Man.
Party on, JT.
All right, okay. Today, we'll be giving you our top 5 tips for attracting babes. And we know how to do that because we're
babe magnets.
JT, I think it's time for our salute to babes with my personal choice for babe of the month, the Dana Burger.
No way.
Way. Dude, if she were a prehistoric animal, she'd be a baber-toothed tiger.
I'm gonna hurl.
You and me both.
Oh, babe with a toot. Gotta love that.
Our first guest is a certified B-Babalua, Lisa Morgan!
Lisa Monster Babe, certified excellent!
Hi, JT. Hi, Cody.
Oh, hey, well, Lisa's here. That means it's the start of a 3-day holiday.
Baber Day weekend!
Hey, And for my last piece of rockabilia, there's some gum that Axl Rose spit at somebody in Chicago. Can you believe it? The chick didn't even want to keep it. She just pulls it out of her hair and throws it away. Lame!
Well, party animals, we're out of time. So until next time.
Party on, JT's World, excellent party time.
Good job, dudes.
Lisa, step into my office for a second. You were fantastic.
JT, something magical happened to me out there. I fell in love.
Why, Lisa, this is so sudden.
I know, but look at him. Isn't Cody wonderful?
JT, bro. Killer idea for the next show. The 80s. Where are they now?
That's a great idea. I mean, I like everything about it. Except one thing. You. Sorry, Code Man. You're fired.
Not.
Not.
Not? You mean I'm not fired? Or you mean I'm not fired?
I mean, you're off the show. It's nothing personal, Code Man. There just wasn't any chemistry.
Showbiz. The cruel mistress. 1 minute you're hot, the next minute you're yesterday's tuna.
I got the blues. Just got fired off my cable access TV show by my cousin who's my best friend, Blue.
Carol, just look at him.
Frank, I don't want any flowers.
Now, Carol, I gave you candy. I bought you flowers. What do you want me to do, take you on a cruise?
Oh, a cruise. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Then you could get shipwrecked and get together with little Miss Hooky Lau.
Oh, come on now. How long are you going to hold this desert island thing against me anyway?
Only 6 months at a time. Forever.
I say I got the blues. I got the just lost my best friend because he said I stank on his cable TV show, Blue.
Cody, what's the matter?
I got the blues.
I know. That much I got. But why?
Well, JT fired me off the show. He said we didn't have any chemistry, but I think he was just trying to spare my feelings, you know? Didn't want to tell me the awful truth. I just suck potatoes.
Are you sure that's why he fired you?
That's all I can figure. Lisa and I had a ton of chemistry on the show.
Lisa?
You know, that fox JT's got the love Jones for.
Cody, when you and Lisa were having this ton of chemistry, was JT around?
I guess not. Otherwise, he'd have kept me on the show.
Excuse me, but I'm gonna go have a little talk with the king of cable.
Hey, you know Larry King?
Yes. JT, Cody just told me that you fired him from the show.
Things just didn't work out. There wasn't any magic.
Ah, no magic. I see. I thought for a minute you were just stabbing your best friend in the back to get a girl.
Dad, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly. I was a 16-year-old boy myself once. And the thing about 16-year-old boys is most of their thinking doesn't take place in their head.
So What are you gonna do, make me hire him back?
I'm not gonna make you do anything. I just want you to use your head. It's that cassava melon thing on your shoulders.
Okay, all right. Is everything set up?
Sure, but you're still gonna bomb. The show's a two-man job. Without Cody, I'd say you're a man and a half short.
Well, yeah, well, I'll just get another sidekick.
You know, JT, you're being a real creep.
Hey, Cannon, or I'll fire you too.
This is why we need a union.
Something bothering you, JT?
No, no. Everything's fine.
People let me tell you about my best friend.
Why are you singing that?
I'm just a happy guy who likes to sing about friendship.
Hey, JT. Glad I caught you. Listen, I just wanted to tell you good luck on the show tonight, and well, I'm sorry I blew it yesterday.
Oh, no problem.
Look, anyway, I know you need some music for your theme song, so I want you to have my guitar, bro.
Oh, Cody, giving up your guitar? Now, that's what I call a best friend.
Anyway, party on, cuz.
Cody, wait. This isn't any good.
Well, I know it's not a Stratocaster or anything. Best I could do for $20.
No, I mean, I've been a real jerk. You didn't blow it yesterday. I did. Lisa liked you better than me, and I couldn't handle it. So I dumped you.
Well, I don't get it. Why would Lisa like me better than you?
I don't know. Maybe because you're taller, better looking, cooler. Who knows how girls think?
Well, cuz, you didn't have to worry about me scamming on Lisa. I knew you liked her. We're buds. Dude, buds are thicker than babes.
Cody, you're a better man than me.
Well, yeah.
What would you say if I asked you to come back to the show?
JT's world?
No, JT and Cody's world.
I'd say party on, JT.
Party on, Code Man. Yeah.
JT and Cody's world, party time, excellent.
Come on. We got a Mel Gibson movie at the video store.
Ooh, a Mel Gibson movie. Which one?
Oh, who cares, as long as he has his shirt off. You think he's pretty hot, don't you, Mom?
Well, let's just put it this way.
I know what you mean. I wouldn't mind being stranded on a desert island with old Mel.
Shame on you, Karen. If anyone is going to be stranded on a desert island with Mel, it is going to be me.
Mom, what about Frank?
Frank who?
Frank me. Remember me, the one you're going to wait for forever?
Frank, you're eavesdropping.
I wasn't eavesdropping, honey. I set you up. Thanks, girls.
Sold out by my own flesh and blood?
You said you wanted us to get closer to Frank.
Right.
And every time he gives me money, I feel closer to him. In fact, for $100, I'll call you Dad.
Beat it.
For $200, I'll do it in public.
Beat it. You know, Carol, I'm very disappointed in you. You know, obviously, you don't love me as much as I love you.
Okay, Frank, you made your point, huh? Come on, let's just call a truce.
Yeah, I don't know. This Mel Gibson thing, it's going to take me a while to get over that.
Well, maybe this will help you get over it.
I think I'm over it.